Thank you, preacher, for your kindness. So short notice, but you're so kind of giving me your pulpit tonight. In 2 Chronicles tonight, 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Chapter 7, 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. As you can see, in our church, we have two services. We started 7:30 to 9 o'clock. That's about 350 people. 9 to 12 o'clock, we have about 400 people. And then 1:30 to 3 o'clock, another seat of group. And 3 to 4 o'clock, another seat of group. So that's how busy we are every Sunday. Amen? By God's grace. Now, here is the thing that I want you to see how important it is in our churches today when we gather together in the church and worship God. And in this verse is a picture that we Christians supposed to do in our church services. In chapter 7, 2 Chronicles, verse 1 and verse 2. And now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. In verse 2, and the priest could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. Friend, if you'll ask me, that's the kind of church I want to be. That's the kind of church I want to be in. I'm sick and tired of just having religious stuff without the presence of God. I need the fire of God. So the title of my message tonight, A Church on Fire. A Church on Fire. Let us pray. God, I pray tonight, please, please, send us your fire tonight in this meeting. Thank you for the kindness of the pastor. Thank you for this church being my partner. Oh God, bless them. Bless this church in a very special way. Bless me tonight. Give me freedom and liberty to preach the word of God tonight. And this we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Matthew chapter 3 verse 11, the Bible says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with Holy Ghost and with fire. During summertime, especially in your country, you love an open fireplace. Amen? I mean the flickering light, the crackle of fire, the smell of the burning woods, and the heat of the cold night. You know, God has always had His fireplaces in our heart. The burning bush, the brazen altar of the tabernacle at Mount Carmel in the day of Pentecost. The only fireplaces He has today is in our churches and in our heart. And it is always possible if we want to. And that's very sad right now what's going on in your country. You call yourselves Christian, but you lose the fire in your pulpit. And you lose the fire in your views. No wonder why you are no longer as Christian an impact to the world and to your society, because our churches are dead or dying. You lost the fire. My friend, there is nothing more pathetic than drowsy or sleepy, lethargic church. When a church loses its fiber for Christ, it stops to be an organism and it becomes merely just a religious organization, my friend. lacking the spiritual strength to operate as a true church of God, it will rely and more on mechanics and machinery and humanism. And that is what is going on in your churches in this country. I'm born and raised as a Catholic boy. When I got saved, when I got the Holy Ghost, when God saved me, I told the Lord, "Lord, this is it." And when God called me in the ministry and feel the freedom and liberty in preaching the Word of God, and I said, "Lord, this is a true religion. Amen. This is it. Yeah. This is what I want in my life." And since then, I told the Lord, "Lord, allow me that every time I open the book and preach the word and share the gospel, let this power release upon me. Because my friend, there's nothing more comparable when you get the power of God. When you got the Holy Ghost in your life. When you got the Holy Ghost in your ministry. When you got the Holy Ghost in your church. A church on fire. Amen. A church on fire. My friend, how do we know that the church is on fire? The Bible says, our God is a consuming fire. As He desires to have, and we will have a church that is on fire with His divine presence and power. First of all, my friend, let me tell you what fires will do. First of all, fires consumes. I mean, it would burn out the sinful wickedness and necessary stuff in our lives. You cannot afford to stay in sin if you are on fire. Fire purifies, makes us clean and holy before God. Fire prepares us in food. It makes us tasteful and pleasant to each other if we have the fire. And the fire softens, the Holy Ghost softens the heart of the sinner. The Holy Ghost softens the backsliding in heart. My friend, if you desire and just pray that every time your preacher stands in this pulpit with the fire of God, only the fire of God can bring that backsliding one back to God. Only the fire of God can do that. Fire unites. I mean, us in uniting different kinds of metals. When you do welding, you need a fire to weld the two metal. Amen? The Holy Ghost brings unity in the church. The Holy Ghost brings unity in our family. The Holy Ghost brings fellowship in our church. There is no division and cliques and all this human flesh thing. If we have the fire in our church, it would unite, my friend, our church. Fire empowers. The Bible says you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost will come upon you. First of all, a church on fire will fast and pray. Amen? We'll fast and pray. It will see the need and the value of earnestly seeking God with a whole heart. I advise you, dear folks, if your spiritual eyes is becoming dark, time to get closer to God. Time to get deeper in your prayer life.
It's time to fast. Brother, do you believe fasting? Yes, I do. But I don't tell people. I am not like a Pentecostal thing that would tell everybody. I'll not display to the people my Christianity or spirituality. It's only between you and God. Thus we're going to hope in my friend if you have your church has a fire. I mean, we need to organize prayer ministry. We try to organize in our church from men's prayer meeting, women's prayer meeting, young people's prayer meeting, home prayers meeting, and all kinds of prayer meeting. Since that time we started a missionary work in that particular city, in that La Carlota city, we're running now about 800 people out from that. We planted 26 churches. Out from that, with all kinds of ministries that God gave to us. And I could still be refreshed. The first week, when we started that missionary work, and we don't know of anybody at that time, we don't have any people, nothing, but I told the Lord, Lord, I believe in prayer. I believe in fasting. Right away, the first week, I said, we will have prayer meeting 4 o'clock every Saturday. 4 o'clock every Saturday. For the last 30 years, that prayer meeting, 4 o'clock every Saturday, is still going on. Amen. And it works. Many people ask me, how do you do that, brother? No. Bringing 15 people, Catholic people under the tent every night, they're Catholic. Do you give them rice? Do you give them fish? Do you give them food or manna? He said, no, nothing. We just pray. Before the tent meeting, we go somewhere for long week and overnight prayer fasting. That's the time we operate and we work connecting to people. Before you know it, people are just fill up your buses and trucks with people. It's unreal. These people just ride on that bus, on that truck. It's unbelievable. But listen, that's the power of prayer. Yes. Right. Folks, it's hard and impossible to substitute the basic. You cannot substitute the basic. What do you mean, brother? No. You study the book of Acts. How they turn the world upside down. Only prayer and fasting. Amen. From 12 to 70, 120, 3,000, 5,000, multitudes and multitudes and multitudes. And the Bible says multitudes of priests got converted and got baptized. I'm looking forward to baptize priests in our place. I baptize the Mormons. Listen, my friend. You mean, brother, no, let us go back to basic? Yes, you cannot substitute basic. Let us go back to the book. Amen? Oh, listen. All kinds of manipulation, all kinds of attraction and programs. Oh, that's just a tool. That's just an instrument. But we need the power of God. We need the real one. We need God. Amen. Amen. That's the reason why I'm excited to my Christianity. Because I'm serving the living God. I'm serving the real one. Do you? Oh, my friend, we are on the winning side. We're in the most exciting arena in the world. Why? We got the Holy Ghost. We got God. But you need to have the fire. A fire from heaven. A fire from God. So that's the thing we need, my friend. A church on fire will fast and pray. That the Bible says Corinthians 7:5, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer. That's always a big question to me. Every time I set up a big event or big thing in my church, the question is always asked, did we pray enough for this to get success? God is already pleased of our times and efforts in prayer and fasting before we do it. It's easy to do it, but no result. No eternal results, my friend. I need God's hand in my ministry. But first, give yourselves in fasting and prayer. Amen. That's what the Bible says. Matthew chapter 6, 17 and 18. But thou when thou fastest and when thy head wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Openly. Amen. That's what happened when Moses received the Ten Commandments, when Elijah received direction from the Lord, when Ezekiah received healing and extension of his life. When we are on fire for God, we will respond to the needs of our day with prayer and fasting. Number two, a church on fire will be uncomfortable in the world. Amen? A church on fire will be uncomfortable in the world. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The fire of God burning in the heart will burn away the desire of the things of the world. You know why you have hard time about the things of the world? You know why you have hard time to overcome your fleshly pleasure and the things of the world? You don't have the fire to burn it. I will not ask sorry for this and apologize for this, because it's true and you will agree with me, though it's hurt, but I'll tell you the truth. Amen. You know what's your problem? You are more excited about ball games than the souls of men. Ouch. Not oh me, oh me. But that's reality. You spend more your money on sports than you spend on missions. You spend more with your pets than your money that will bring eternal results. What's the problem? No fire. No conviction to fight against it. You just allow your American dream, American culture to consume you. I have good news for you. The Holy Ghost fire can consume that. Amen. Get back to your knees. Get the fresh of God. You're going to have it. God will just burn that. You just find out yourself that you hate what you're doing because it's all for nothing. And it is not fulfilling your soul because it is not bringing glory and honor to the name of the Lord. Only the fire from heaven would help you. I guarantee you. Amen? Amen? Fire from God. It would help you big time. It will help you. It will strengthen you. It will take you. I mean, it will bring you to the place where you lose your heart, where you lose your burning bush. God will keep you on the right track as long as you always ask the fire from God. I know many people don't like my preaching, but I don't know why they invite me for the revival meeting. This church is one of the largest churches and the fastest growing church. You should know Brother Cecil Hodges in Bible Baptist Church, Savannah, Georgia, is one of the largest churches in the 10 fastest growing church back 1970s. And the church, the pastor now is Dr. Hobart, Savannah, Georgia. I preached there one time, and I thought, how come, Lord, I preach that? I said, no, Lord, it's your word. I thought you didn't like me. And I was surprised last month. He invited me to come. So I said, oh, they like me. So okay, I'm going back and drop my bomb again. Amen. Amen. You know why? That's true. If you're not listening to the pure word of God, it's easy to be deceived by the world. Especially you Americans in your culture. Oh, we have no problem with that. Well, we don't have that problem in the Philippines. In the Philippines, we don't have that such, that money, that material things. We're just satisfied. We laugh every day. We have good time. Amen. We just live what God has given to us today. You'll find that out, preacher. You find that out that people just live in the heart. They have nothing, but they're happy. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You know why? They're not worried of their new cell phone. They're not worried of their payment of their colored TV. Yeah. They're not worried of their payment of their nice car. Yeah. I'm not trying to tell you that it's bad. But if you're not careful, if you're not desire to really walk with God that close, before you know it, sometimes you think you're okay. You're not okay before God.
Right.
You're not right with God. You're not right with God. Regardless what, if you lose your fire, can I say a word? You're a hypocrite. It's easy to perform Christian works, Christian feeling. Question is, are you enjoying it? Question is, you have the freedom, and you know, you have that freedom of the Holy Ghost in you. It's easy to do it. But I tell you what, it's a totally different thing if you're doing it in the power of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Oh, amen. Amen. Yeah. I love it. Oh, last February, when I stood up before these 1,500 Catholic visitors, that ride on a bus and on a trucking and preach unto them the pure eternal gospel. When I saw that little boy way up right there, came forward crying, he's a drug addict, and I want to be saved. I said, Lord, thank you that you're still in the business of saving souls. Only God can do that. Only Jesus can do it. Folks, what? How we can do all this work without the power of God? That's what I'm trying to tell you. We need the power of God. We need the Holy Ghost. We need a fire from God. So, a church on fire will be uncomfortable in the world. No, the Bible says, no man that worrieth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. Amen. That he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Number two, I love this one. A church on fire will care the souls of men. Jesus wept over Jerusalem because he cared for their souls. Psalms 142 verse 4, no man cared for my soul. The early church in the book of Acts was on fire because they cared for their souls. Christians, let me tell you this. This is my struggle in my personal life. All of what I'm doing for God is nothing if I lose my burden and my passion for the lost souls. I told these pastors that attending my pastor refresher course for 6 months, I teach these pastors. For 6 months, 35 of them, I told them, you are crippled as can be in the pulpit and in the ministry if you lose your power from God. And I told them, this is my personal conviction. It's up to you if you'll take it or not. But this is my personal conviction. I lose my power in preaching in that pulpit. I lose my passion in preaching the Word of God if I do not share the gospel to the individual personally. That's my personal conviction. See, in order for me to sustain my passion and my power from the pulpit and upon my ministry, I have to win souls. I have to keep sharing the gospel to the lost world. Once you have that passion and burden for the lost world, before you know it, my friend, it's just like the key in the car that when you crack your key, everything just goes smooth. Amen? Everything will be okay if you stick on that thing, on sharing the gospel to people. And that's what I found out in my soul. That's why, my friend, our church is when there is nobody every Sunday coming forward and gate safe and nobody got baptized. Just like I said, Lord, what's wrong? Lord, what's the problem? Lord, what is sin inside? Because I want to see souls saved. Yeah. Last Sunday night, I was preaching in Allen, Michigan. After I preached, the Lord, just like they have a dinner fellowship, and on the cross of the table, I showed these two, you know, father and son here, and I asked them, are you saved? He said, no. How about you, son? No. My soul right there, in the middle of our dinner fellowship, these two got saved. Just made my day. Woo! Hallelujah. And I found out, listen to me now, I thought Americans have no time in the listening to the Word of God. But I just found out when I opened the book. Oh, yeah, you can get saved. Oh, you can know, yeah, yeah. And I said, oh, I hope every Christian should realize that. In spite of the fact that generally people are hard, but still there are people who are waiting for you.
That's right.
You don't know. But keep on sharing the gospel.
Right.
Because the church on fire will care the souls of men. Can I close this message tonight? God will continue to pour out His blessing upon this church as you continue to ask Him to keep you on fire to see the need of the souls. Preacher, we have soul winning program. Yeah, that's good. But it's totally different thing if you're burdened. Personally. It's totally different thing, not just a program. That's good, you have program. You need to get hold of God to give you that burden and passions for souls. When you do, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and if that thing would ravage the church, I'm telling you, you're the most dynamic New Testament church. You're becoming more an impact to the community. Why? Because people would see your church on fire outside if you Christians in this church are really doing this thing. Jackson would be surprised what's going on in Loomis Park Baptist Church. What's on that church? I want to see that. Before they know it, they'll get burned. We need a fire of God, folks. Yeah. Right. Amen? Amen? We need a fire of God. I hope it's one of you tonight who just come out and said, Lord, that's true. I'm so careless in my Christian life, I thought I'm okay. But that's one thing I'm missing in my life. I lost my fire. If 1, 2, 3 of you, 4 more, will just come out and say, Lord, I need a fire. Before you know it, it would be a corporate fire that would bring a real fire in your church. Let us pray. Father,